Answer my question! The question, jerk!
Hey, listen, nerds. You're listening to the Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
Oh, man. We might have the most difficult question of the week ever.
It didn't stop people from trying.
For this week's Answer of the Week, it was tough. This is what happens when we go to you guys for the questions. Sometimes you hit us with the hard ones, and this one was a hard one. But before we get to that, my name's Matt Baum. You might recognize my voice from the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Podcast. Sitting across from me is our very own Joe Patrick. Say hello.
By the way, this is the Answer of the Week podcast.
We're getting to that next. And you're listening to the Answer of the Week podcast, where we play your answers to the question of the week.
And then we make fun of you for them.
Sometimes we do. Other times we go, oh man, that guy's way smarter than we are. What happens is this. Joe Patrick posts the question on the Two-Headed Nerd forums every Sunday. You have until the following Thursday at midnight to get your answers to us. You can email them. You can tweet them. You can Facebook
them. Don't tweet them.
You can do whatever the hell you want. But we love it most when you record an MP3 and email to us, or call us at the Ziggurat hotline, 402-819-4894, and leave us a message of less than 3 minutes.
The pretty lady's going to tell you all about that later.
It's wonderful. Joe Patrick, tell us what we asked the listeners this week.
This week's question came from our very good friend, Shonix. You can find him on the Signed In podcast. It's no longer only about the Xbox 360.
Oh.
Now it's broadened out to PC games, sometimes the occasional PlayStation 3 game.
Oh, my.
And the X-Bone.
They're all over the damn place.
They are. Through necessity. We got new consoles came out, man. Everyone's obsolete all of a sudden.
I like the X-Bone.
Yeah, the X-Bone. Anyway, here's Sean's question. You are on a desert island.
A nerdy deserted island.
Listen, somebody on the forums wanted to know what the difference is between a regular desert island and a nerdy desert island.
Nerdy one has nerdy stuff on it. Obviously, you're bringing it with you.
Duh. But you can only take one video game / board game, one movie, and one comic book. Not a series.
Whew.
Not a trade.
Whew.
One single comic.
Man.
To keep you occupied.
Man.
What would you choose?
Get right to it. This is going to be tough.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. This is Randy Andrews emailing in for the question of the week. This week, you asked a breakdown. Being on a desert island, one movie, one comic, one board or video game. Well, guess what, guys? I have come up with my list. My movie would be Galaxy Quest. Yes, you're hearing the music in the background. My comic? The Batman Danger Girl one-shot comic. I could read that time and again. Board game or video game? Well, I'm going to have to go with Jack and Daxter and the Precursor Legacy.
Well,
that's my answer, guys. Hope you like it. And check out my soundtrack blog at soundtrackalley.blogspot.com. And see you later. Bye for now.
The guy loves him some Danger Girl.
He really does.
He does. He's a bigger He's an even bigger Wildstorm nerd than I am.
Yeah, it's true.
It's crazy.
Jack and Daxter is one of my favorite games. I love that game.
That was a good game.
That's a good pick, Randy.
That was a good game.
One of the first games I ever played on the PlayStation 2.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cute.
By Grabthar's hammer, you will be avenged.
Hey, all right.
Randy knows what I'm talking about.
I wonder if Aaron Myers does. Let's find out.
Hello, gentlemen. This is Aaron Myers, THN Love Slave, and one half of the Comics Therapy podcast, calling in with my answer of the week. Let's start with movie. My movie I would bring with me is The Last Starfighter.
Ooh,
for obvious reasons, because it's the greatest sci-fi movie ever made. Comic? That's a tough one, because a single issue gets pretty boring no matter what. But I guess first thing that comes to mind would be Why the Last Man, number one. Great series, great first issue, great comic. Still would get boring after a few years, but whatever. Board game, I'd probably bring Risk with me because the games last a long time. And you can play them over and over again. unless like Warhammer counts or something like that. But then I'd have to have a like, full contingent and updated miniatures and everything too. But I don't know if that counts.
It's someone to play with.
A video game would be Excitebike for NES, because that is one of the greatest video games of all time. So those are my answers. You don't get to judge me because they are correct, because they are mine.
Whoa.
And I will talk to you later. Bye.
I mean, I like his chutzpah.
Excitebike.
Here's the thing.
That's a cool choice. I loved Excitebike. You could build your own tracks and stuff.
We included board game in, but you're on a deserted island.
Yeah.
Who are you playing these board games with?
I mean, you know, you screw around with yourself, I guess.
Monkey.
I
don't know. You're going to be doing a lot of that on a desert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Choice of Risk again. Who are you going to play it with?
Should have thought that one through a little bit better. Not Aaron. I mean, Aaron obviously.
No, I mean, there's like, obviously, like, what game do you love more than anything in the world? It's just a different way to ask that.
No, I understand.
Come on.
I understand.
All right.
Why The Last Man? I mean, that's that's a good pick.
Yeah,
it's a good comic.
It's good.
I think it would almost kill me having like the first part of a story and not ever having the rest of it, but I don't know.
Well,
it's a hard question.
Maybe a standalone or a one shot.
Not every question is easy.
Think about that for yours.
I'm trying.
There you go.
Hey, Twitter nerd. It's Matt McNabb here to answer an awesome question of the week. Seriously, guys, I love this question because it really made me think. The movie was the easiest pick. Back to the Future Part 1 is hands down my favorite movie ever. I've seen it a dozen times and I'm going to see it a dozen more times. I really don't think I'll ever get tired of Back to the Future. If I'm only going to play one video game for the rest of my life, the first games that pop into my head were really anything by Rockstar, specifically the Grand Theft Auto games. And even though Grand Theft Auto San Andreas is probably my favorite game in the series, I'm going to have to go with GTA 5. Now finally, the comic. I had a lot of trouble with this question. I thought of every book that I've read, I dug through my boxes, and I finally found one that I think will suffice. Mad Fraction's Hawkeye run has a ton of amazing issues. Issue 3 is, you know, a great one. The Pizza Dog issue is hilarious. But if I had to pick one individual issue from that series, it would be issue 7, the issue where Clint and Kate deal with Hurricane Sandy. I'm about to get a little emotional with you guys. In 2012, during my senior year of high school, Hurricane Sandy made its way up the East Coast and into my hometown of Toms River, New Jersey. For anyone aware with the Jersey Shore, you should know Toms River is not very far from the beach, and I live on the water. The night Sandy hit, it completely flooded my house, my car, my job, and I was living without power for 2 weeks. I had to move into my aunt's summer home, where I just kind of zoned out. I was further away from my friends, stopped caring about my grades in school, and one thing that I kind of used to cope were comic books. They're all I had at the time. As my Mustang, you know, was being pulled away into the bay, I was making sure my long boxes were up high enough where the water wouldn't get them. So when I was living at my aunt's house, I remember reading about how Matt Fraction is going to be putting out an issue of Hawkeye about Sandy, and I was really excited to see what Clint would go through. And I remember when I first read it, I just shut down. It was too real for me. To see Clint's car get washed away in the same fashion mine did, seeing Kate wander around the flooded out streets of Atlantic City, much like I wandered around the streets of my neighborhood the day after the storm. And after reading the issue, I even remember tweeting at Matt Fraction telling him that I didn't like it, that it was too real. And I shouldn't have done that. I deleted the tweet, I remember. Because really, when I look back at it, it's an amazing issue. And the only problem I had with it was the fact that it just made me sad. It made me remember what I wanted to forget. Well, this is starting to run long, so I'm going to have to get out of here. See you guys next time.
You ran 20 seconds over. How the hell do I cut him off? You got all real and sad. God damn it, McNabb.
He used that rad chiptunes version of Float On.
It was good.
The only other takeaway I have from Matt's call, other than the obvious emotional impact, is that I don't know another person on the entire planet that says Grand Theft Auto San Andreas is their favorite Grand Theft Auto game.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, really? That's the one, huh? Okay, whatever.
That is a good call, buddy. Great call.
Let's get to our first actual call to the hotline. I don't know who it is. From L.A. I
think Princess, if it says process actually, you know who that is.
Probably Princess Ashley. Let's see.
Hi, Joe and Matt. It's Princess Ashley, co-host of Geek History Lesson and general angry tweeter, calling with my answer to your question of the week, which I'm not even going to attempt to paraphrase this week, but it's awesome. So well done, Sean X. If I were stranded on Desert Island and the only movie I could have, I would totally, without question, have The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, the extended edition. I'm never sick of that movie. I love everything about it. I cry every time.
With all
every
10 endings?
Gondor, what more could I want? Comic book. I'm going to have to go Dark Victory by Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale. That's my favorite Robin comic of all time. I think it's beautiful. And game or board game, video game or board game, that was really hard for me because I don't really do either of those that much. But I would go with Journey. Was made by some independent video game company that I'm not smart enough to know the name of. Because apparently there's a bunch of different roads that you can play. I took one of the simplest ones last time, and it's the only video game that I've ever truly enjoyed playing, so it would seem to be the opportune choice. But yeah, those are my answers. Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, Extended Edition, Dark Victory, and Journey. So have fun taking those apart. I love you.
Now. Okay. Disqualified. We said no trade paperbacks. Had to
well,
be
we
issue.
Never really did you. I don't know. You issue. Actually said yep. No trade paperbacks.
We said
you
single.
Said no series.
We said single issue.
When you said the question, though.
Yes. When we said the question, single issue.
Yeah, but Princess Ashley is great.
Disqualified. She's great and disqualified. No, I don't know Journey. I don't know what that is.
It's a PS3 exclusive.
Oh, okay.
We're Xbox kids.
Okay.
Her
and you could certainly waste an entire afternoon watching The Return of the King. I mean,
yeah. Totally.
It's
yeah.
Like the unedited version is like 5 hours long.
This is Google Transcript's summary of her last sentence. Yeah, those answers. The results indicate extended edition, Dark Victory, and Gary. So have fun thinking of the parts. And I do you know. Thanks, Princess Ashley.
All right. We got another voice call here.
Oh man, that's Tony Doug Wright, and it is long.
It is long. Looks like maybe he got cut off. Let's find out.
Hey, Joe and Matt. It's Tony Doug Wright, a.k.a. the TD Dubs. You can find me on Tony Doug Wright. We had a question from Shonix, and he's sending us to a nerdy desert island where we can only bring one comic book, one movie, and one video game. All right. So let me give you my answers. The one movie I would bring, this was a tough one, very tough. I was going to pick a comedy. You need a little bit of humor to lighten the mood on the nerdy desert island. So I'm going to choose The Big Lebowski by the Coen brothers. Extremely funny film. Great stuff. The dude is an iconic character. Great supporting group of characters, especially the Jesus. One of the best scene-stealing characters in movie history, period. Okay, for video game choice, I'm going to go with NCAA College Football 2004. I chose this game because wow. I'm a huge football fan. You can't go wrong with EA Sports, especially with
NCAA
the college football or Madden series. But the 2004 series is the one I played the most. You can have a lot of fun with it. If you're a football fan, create your own university football team. Put your friends on the team. Put your family on the team. Okay. I'm boring the nerds with the sports stuff, so I'll move on.
I loved that game.
Let's talk about comic book. No shock, I'm picking G.I. Joe. I'm a big G.I. Joe fan. The one I'm picking is G.I. Joe number 26, which is titled The Strangest One of All. It's the backstory on Storm Shadow. Incredibly well, Mr. Larry Hama. It talks about when Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes were together. Did I say this was a Snake Eyes backstory or a Storm Shadow backstory? It's both for him. Anyway, I'm rambling. It tells the story of how the two worked together in Vietnam. They were in the same platoon.
Snake Eyes is ambushed with Storm Shadow, and it's a really, really good story. And it's really heartbreaking because after the war, Snake Eyes has been wounded. He's at the airport. He's waiting for his family. And a young Hawk has to come in and tell Snake Eyes that his mom, dad, and sister were killed on the way to the airport trying to pick him up. And it's one of the best G.I. Joes ever written. I had to bring it with me. Guys, enjoy your 4th of July. And the next time you send us to a desert island, send us to hedonism, yo.
Send us to what?
Hedonism.
What is that?
It's an island vacation for perverts.
Okay. All right. That sounds cool.
I'm sure.
Love the NCAA 2K4. Love that choice. And it really was infinitely replayable. Good game.
Big Lebowski, big, good pick for a movie.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. And infinitely rewatchable. You know,
it's one of my faves.
You will never get tired of the Big Lebowski. Fantastic choice. What did he pick for comic?
G.I. Joe. Oh, G.I. Joe 26 or 36? Man, I gotta reread that G.I. Joe series.
It was so good.
I've never read it all. I only had scattered issues, and I'd love to just read it all.
It was so freaking good. I absolutely loved it. Let's get to the guy who came up with this damn question.
Our inspiration.
Shonix himself. Let's see what he's got.
Hello, Twitter nerd. Shonix emailing in with my answer to the question of the week. Thanks for using my question, guys. Just hope I made it in time. Busy, 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 busy week. Anyway... Desert Island, move all of the Gilligan skeletons away. Top comic I would take would be the Ultimate Collection Volume 1 of Invincible. I was gushing over it a couple answers.
You f***ed up your own question.
It's his question.
About 2 weeks ago. Yeah, that would be the one book that I've read multiple times and would continue to read multiple times. Same with that Walking Dead collection number 4. But Invincible wins it out. The movie I would take, this one was easy. Had the Lego movie not came out, it would be really hard, but it did come out. And that movie, I've watched it, it's almost more times than I have Empire Strikes Back, which I don't think is possible, but I think I'm almost there.
Like, this is a movie that's been on DVD for like 3 weeks.
It came out. I bought it twice, actually. Streaming and on DVD and Blu-ray. And lastly, but not leastly, would be board game, video game. I would go with using my coconut entertainment system, coconut powered and, you know, made out of coconuts and whatnot. I would go with, because who am I going to play on a board game with? I mean, but I had to put that in. I would go with Grand Theft Auto 5. Okay. Because I could just live my life and hang out in the city and kill a bunch of people and then go to sleep in the sand. Thanks for using my question, guys. Hope I made it in time. I hope you guys use it. Sorry I was late. Love you guys. Talk at you next week. Peace.
Love you too, buddy.
You weren't late. You know who was on time? Everybody.
Everybody was on time.
Everybody was on time.
So we'll just give him Invincible. We'll say, okay, Invincible, good choice.
No, now hold on. Shonix obviously intended for that to mean graphic novel.
Yeah, we...
One trade or graphic novel.
We slimmed it down and we said... I want a single issue. You can take one comic book.
You can't alter the man's question.
Yeah, we can. I can do whatever I want, Joe. I'm a god here. Okay? I make the rules.
I'm saying, Ashley, your disqualification is rescinded.
No, it's not. You're still disqualified. So is Sean. But
listen, we are partners. You don't make the decisions.
We are partners, and I have more power than you. That's just how it goes. Love the choice of Grand Theft Auto, of course. Mm-hmm. Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah, it's a great
game.
You
can run around forever and do whatever the hell you want. You just hang out in the strip club all day and then murder a bouncer if you feel like it. You know, whatever. And then
here's the
Lego movie. No matter what mood you're in. In fact, after I saw it, I said, you know what? The day someone tells me that I have terminal cancer... I'm going to put the Lego movie in and just be like, hey, that's okay. The Lego movie's on.
The Lego movie is legitimately amazing.
It really is.
Like, it's so much fun. And then it gets serious and you aren't prepared for it. You're just like, oh.
Yeah.
And then he just wants to play with
his
dad.
It's sweet. Oh, spoiler alert. Let's ruin it for everybody.
I didn't say who. I didn't say who or what.
All right.
Everyone's got a dad, Matt.
Not everybody.
God. Here's a question for you. This question drove, like, it sent the Amazing Spider-Brad into fits because he could not, like, but is there internet? Is my Xbox connected to the internet? Because
Jesus, Brad, take it easy.
Because, like, if I pick Halo or Grand Theft Auto, can I play multiplayer? Can I say, hey, I'm on this deserted island, come and find me?
No. See, he's focusing too much on trying to escape the deserted island.
I said, you're overthinking it, buddy. Let's assume there's no internet and all you're doing is playing single player.
Let's assume you wanted to go there.
Electricity, you know? Yes. Internet, no. Yeah, you're on vacation. How about that?
No, it's like, you're done. You're going there. You're done.
But like, he couldn't choose one because it's like, but if there's internet, I have to pick one that has that I can play multiplayer so I can get rescued.
You're overthinking it, buddy. Overthinking it.
Calm down.
This might be a new caller. I don't recall seeing
someone. I have no idea.
From Everett, Washington. This could be a new caller. Let's see who we got.
Do, 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 do. Just sit right back and you hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from a tropic port aboard this tiny ship. Did you know there was never a Gilligan's Island adaptation comic book? It's weird because Dell used to adapt every comic and every TV show and every movie there was. But there was never a Gilligan's Island comic. What a chip, because it would have been the perfect choice for this category. Hi, at Jason Sachs here on the Twitter. What would I bring to a desert island? It's simple. First of all, the movie is the easiest choice ever. There's really only one choice in my mind. Castaway, yes, because it's got all the help, all the kind of hints on survival.
Really?
On the ways to escape the island.
Practical.
On the ways to move yourself away. And, you know, it gives you great hints in talking to inanimate objects. Keep yourself relatively sane. I'm not a gamer, so I'd say the game that I would choose would be some sort of electronic version of chess, because at least that could keep my brain working. Although, you know, there's those little kind of 8-bit games where you fight against coconuts that are going to land on your head. That might kind of be really relevant to what I'm dealing with there on the desert island. That
might not be. Wouldn't you want to get away from that?
In terms of comics, it's really tempting to cheat and pick like a giant thick graphic novel, but the fact is, even like an 800 page book like Habibi or something, or one of those essential books, that would just still, you'd get used to it very, very quickly. So you need something that's going to have some mystery. I pick Omega the Unknown, number one, 1976 by Steve Gerber. Yeah, okay, it's a little bit of a cheat because it's a plug for my upcoming book, The American Comic Book Chronicles of the 1970s, published by Tomorrow's Press.
Did we mention that Jason Sachs wrote a book?
That comic, it's amazing. And if you've never read it, you can find it super cheap. And
I love that it wasn't a plug until it became a plug.
wonderful piece of comic
literature. I also like how we talked
anyway,
over this entire book.
Sorry for the trauma of hearing me sing this week. Talk to you later. Bye.
Jason, you have a beautiful voice, and we don't mind at all. Great choice. Weird choice, but great choice.
You know what? I like that it is weird. I like the Omega Unknown pick.
Out of the box. The video game thing, I don't know, man. I don't come home from work like from making sausage and be like, you know what I want to do?
Simulator.
Let me get on my sausage simulator.
I like the, you know, keeping your brain sharp.
Yeah.
With some sort of puzzle game.
I like your thinking. I like that you're thinking here, you know?
Yeah. You know what? I do like that answer a lot.
That's a good answer.
Castaway, though. I mean, I suppose it's practical.
I guess.
You want to think about how hopeless your situation is?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, really. If you don't remember how unattractive Helen Hunt was, there was like a point where we all woke up in the 90s and went, wait a minute. She is not good looking at all. You know? And I like to think it was right about the time of Castaway. we all got a real good look at Helen
Hunt.
It
was whenever Pay It Forward came out.
Jeez.
Go buy Jason's book.
Yeah.
It's called The American Comic Book Chronicles. The 1970s. It's on sale right now. You can go to tomorrows.com, buy it directly from the publisher. It's 15% off. It's a thick ass book, man. Full color, lots of cool pictures and graphs. I looked at it.
Super
it's
neato.
Awesome. Co-written with his friend Keith Dallas. If enough people buy it, they're going to write the 90s book that I want them to write.
Hey.
It's awesome. Couldn't be prouder. I'm sorry we talked all through your plug of your own book.
If you search his name on Amazon, the first thing that comes up is Spooky House from 2002. It was a horror movie starring Ben Kingsley. I think it was a kiddie horror movie, though.
Well, it is called Spooky House.
Spooky House! Nice job on the Spooky House script, Sax. Way to go, buddy. Our final call, the THN old-timer himself, Mr. Gregory Litchfield.
Greetings, true-headed nerds. This is your number one true believer, Greg Litchfield, and the official THN old-timer. I'm just relaxing here on my own nerdy desert island, and coincidentally, I brought one movie, one comic, and one video game. The movie I chose is not a movie I consider to be the best movie I've ever seen, nor is it necessarily my favorite. It is a movie that I've watched a dozen times and will easily watch a dozen more. My nerdy desert island movie is The Fifth Element.
Hey, good pick.
Crazy sci-fi action comedy stars Bruce Willis at his ornery best as Corbin Dallas, a flying cab driver in the year 2263, who rescues a beautiful woman played by Mila Jovovich, who is a key to the salvation of Earth from the great evil that is bearing down on it. The direction by Luc Besson is manic in the best way. The production design of the spaceships and almost everything is by French comics artist Jean Giraud, better known as Mobius. The single-issue comic I've brought along is King Size Conan the Barbarian number 1, which was published in June of 1973,
nice.
And the first Conan comic I ever bought. It features a gorgeous pencil, inked, and colored cover by Barry Smith himself. And it is not one, but two reprinted Roy Thomas, Barry Smith Conan comics masterpieces. The first story is Lair of the Beastmen from Conan number 2, but the second story from Conan number 4 is Tower of the Elephant and is a magical Howard
such
adaptation
a good story.
Of Thief Conan stealing his way into a gem-encrusted tower to steal a rare jewel, only to come face-to-face with a dying alien.
What?
The video game I've brought with me is one I've spent more hours playing than any other. I'm an average golfer at best, but I'm a zero handicapper master at Tiger Woods PGA Tour 2005.
Nice.
The goal in this game is to win in match play against some of the best golfers in the world and beat them to build up your attributes and win money to buy the best equipment. I currently have my player maxed out at 110% in all 5 of my attributes.
Jesus.
And have level 4, the best, equipment virtual money can buy. Yet, I still haven't defeated all 5 of the golf legends in match play after hundreds of rounds and 9 years of play. So, I guess I'm going to keep playing it. It's starting to get a little chilly here on the beach, so I'm headed back to my nerd hut for a coconut milk cocktail and an early night. This is Greg Litchfield saying, "Nuff said."
Litchfield's Island sounds relaxing and awesome.
I don't know. Those waves sounded pretty intense.
Oh, no, they just sounded like they're kind of rolling in, man. You know, that place sounds great.
He really thought through all of those picks, and
he
I really loved it.
He did. I love the call and the giant-sized Conan. That's fun. The Elephant's Tower. That's what it was. Oh, such a kick-ass story. I love that Conan story.
Never read it.
Fantastic. And Tiger Woods, 05 was a good one. That was a really good one. But it was also like one of the hardest ones. It was a huge pain in the ass. I think I've bought probably, I don't know, 10 or 15 Tiger Woods games. I'm a sucker and I just keep buying them. Absolutely love them. Good choice though. Golf, play that forever, man.
I'm more of a hot shots golf.
You can play that forever.
Guy myself.
Who's our favorite call?
My favorite call was Matt McNabb.
I like Matt McNabb's call as well. That was good.
Because he had a very personal reason.
He did.
And I appreciated it.
I appreciate it too.
I really liked his music.
I'm going to go with Greg Litchfield because I like the waves in the background.
You can't keep picking Greg Litchfield just because he does the voice.
I didn't pick him last week.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Who'd you pick?
It's somebody else. I don't remember. I didn't pick him last week.
Listen, I like Greg Litchfield just as much as the next guy.
I like the waves. I like the coconut milk cocktail. That sounds great. I liked his choice of video game. I loved his choice of comic. And I can't remember what movie.
The Fifth Element.
Oh, and The Fifth Element. I would never get tired of watching The Fifth Element.
3 for 3, I guess.
I would totally go visit his island. That sounds awesome.
All right, that's fair. Fair enough.
All right. Let's get to ours.
Okay, go for it.
Let's get to the hard business.
Yeah.
I'm going to go first.
Go ahead.
I immediately knew what video game I would bring. There was no question in my mind.
Okay.
Final Fantasy VII. No question. The original Final Fantasy VII on three different discs.
What for?
I loved that game. It was incredible. And there was so much crap you could do. You could just go Chocobo racing for a month if you felt like it. It was such a great game. Man, when Aeris died, I think I cried.
Spoilers.
And it was so fun. You moved your mana around and could make your weapons do different stuff. And like, oh, man. And you had different gangs that you used, like different groups of players you would use to fight different types of bosses and stuff. I loved Final Fantasy VII. Such a fantastic game.
Okay.
Totally rad.
I thought about this. This was hard for me. My knee-jerk reaction was to pick my favorite video game of all time, which is Super Mario Bros. 3.
Okay. That's a great one.
It's great. I did not pick it.
Okay.
Because though I love that game, I think that after...
You had to go with Super Monkey Ball.
I think that after a year or so, I'd be sick of it. It's not the lengthiest game, you know, and even if you played all the way through with no warp whistles, we're only talking 80 levels.
Right.
Right? So
right.
I picked a game that to this day I have still never finished. And in fact, the main reason I got so distracted from the main story was because there was so much to do off on the side. An infinite number of things to do off on the side, and that game is Skyrim.
Oh, I was gonna say Red Dead Redemption.
Well, that's a good one too, but yeah. Even that one is okay. Finite.
Okay.
Skyrim.
Yeah.
Which gets the patented Joe isn't a fan of fantasy caveat.
Yeah, no doubt.
Is an amazing game for one.
It is.
It's super fun to play, but it actually has randomly generated content.
Yeah.
So in theory, you could literally play that game forever.
Yeah, you could play the same character, make the same exact choices that you made previously, go all the same places, and still have a completely different playing experience almost.
Like in terms of like the it randomly generates quests.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, they're not going to be necessarily the most deep quests, you
right,
know?
Right, right.
Go fetch this gem from this cave.
Silver's like, you know, there's the lost kid, you know?
Right. But, I mean, the idea that it will just spawn things for you to do forever.
Yeah. That's a great choice.
And not to mention the different permutations you could have based on what type of character you pick and how you choose to play them. You could be a cat person.
Yeah.
With magical bow and arrow powers,
totally.
Right?
Yeah.
That is really good at sneaking. Or you could be, you know, a giant whatever with armor and a giant axe. You could be any type of person that you want.
I made a black dwarf wizard.
Boom.
He was awesome.
Black dwarf wizard. So I think Skyrim is not only a fun choice, but a practical one.
Fantastic choice. Let's do movies.
Okay. I did not have to think about this for even a single second. My pick for my Desert Island movie is Superman, the movie.
Yeah. That's not a bad pick at all.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
Favorite movie of all time. I never get sick of it.
I'm going to go with Stanley Kubrick's 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Wow.
It's long. It questions the nature of the universe. You're going to have plenty of time to think about this crap on a deserted island. I would love to just sit down and just take the movie apart. I've probably seen it 40 times, and every time I just chills, absolute chills. The opening scene with the apes evolving, you know, and like meeting the monolith and having this jump in their thought process that makes one of the apes pick up a weapon and use a club, and he's like smashing like a dead animal, and then the other apes that have been like plaguing his apes show up and he just murders one, and like instantly you have the evolved class that is using tools and the lower class that will disappear. And like, this is will become man, you know, like it is just an incredible beginning to a film. And I could watch that scene over and over and over again. It's absolutely beautiful. I love that movie.
Never seen it.
One of my oh my God. Jesus Christ, man.
Never seen it.
Comic book. One comic book.
All right.
You can bring with you. It doesn't have to be a whole story. It's something you liked. Be in the middle of something.
All right.
Anything you want.
So I've said it before. My favorite comic book of all time, I think, is Crisis on Infinite Earths number 7.
Okay.
The Death of Supergirl. It's kind of a downer.
Yeah.
So if I had only one issue to read for all of this extended stay, I would probably pick instead Crisis on Infinite Earths number 12, which is the conclusion.
Staying with Crisis.
I'm staying with Crisis.
I like it.
Number 12 is the end. It's the final defeat of the Anti-Monitor at the hands of the Golden Age, the first Superman, the Golden Age Superman. And he gets to go off. Essentially, he gets to go off into the sunset and live a life in paradise with his wife that he thought was dead because his universe got destroyed. The universes have merged.
Yeah.
You know, the JSA is living on Earth like they'd always been there.
You got a happy ending.
Yeah. I mean, it is the start of the DC universe that I grew up loving so very, very, very much. Right. However, if I'm answering the question in the spirit of Sean's original intent, I'm going to say Crisis on Infinite Earths Absolute Edition, 2-volume slipcase.
No, you're just disqualifying yourself.
I'm just saying I made a single pick to play it your way, but Sean meant it a different way, and that's what I would pick.
The batteries died in my headphones, but it's okay.
Because it comes with, not only is it the whole story in its oversized, recolored, remastered glory, it also comes with a 96-page compendium with all the background, behind-the-scenes stuff.
You get one comic book, okay?
I answered it both ways.
All right.
I'm sticking with it.
I'm sticking with my answer, and I'm sticking with the rules. 1972, written by Len Wein, drawn by Bernie Wrightson. Swamp Thing number one.
Not House of Secrets?
Nope. I'm going with Swamp Thing number one. I love his first appearance in House of Secrets. I have that book. It's an amazing comic book. But I feel like they really hit the ground with the character as I know him and love him in that Swamp Thing series. That's where it really became my Swamp Thing. And Bernie Wrightson, man, I remember staring at that book when I was a kid. I loved the way that character looked. That is, if they said, look, Matt, we're taking all your comics except for one, I'd say, leave me this one.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Taking
it with me.
That run on Swamp Thing is one of the first comics I ever read.
Oh, man. I love that Swamp Thing run. It was tough for me. There's a couple Daredevil issues I thought about. There was an Iron Fist issue I thought about. First appearance of Sabretooth. I just love that comic. there's no real solid reason why. It's not even that great. I just totally love it.
Sure.
This was a very, very difficult question, Shonix.
It is.
Whew. I'm spent.
You know what? A solid contender for me would be Amazing Spider-Man 328, where he's got the cosmic powers, and it's drawn by Todd McFarlane, and he punches the Grey Hulk into space. That's just such a fun comic.
Okay. This was a really difficult question. Thank you so much, everybody.
I'm sorry that Matt and Jared got your question wrong, Sean.
Oh, please.
Obviously, you meant it a different way.
I'm sorry if we ruined the Amazing Spider-Brad's life.
I think he's still having sleepless nights over it.
Sure. We'll have a new question up this Sunday. And, of course, you have until the following Thursday to answer.
This week's question's already up at the time you hear this.
And it is.
It is. Which comic book character do you think is deserving of a complete reboot or reimagining? And how would you go about doing it?
And let's make sure that we understand currently, right now. Not like, oh, I'll go back in the 90s and reboot whenever they did that. And, you know, no, right now. Somebody you're upset with that's coming out today.
I mean, no, if you want to pick a character that hasn't been around for a while and say, I'd like them to reboot this character.
Oh, okay, no, that's fair.
That's
all right.
Who you pick.
Okay, that's fair. Never mind. I'll take that back. I'll let it go.
When you hear this, it will probably be Wednesday, which means you have until Thursday, that is one day from now, to get us your answers.
There you go.
The pretty lady's going to tell you how to do it.
And we need your answers. They make the show what it is. We appreciate everybody that calls in. We love you guys. Encourage your buddies that listen to the show to call us, to write us, be a part of this, because without you guys, we ain't got no show.
It would just be me and him, and who wants that?
Tell me about it. But if you are into that, There will be another exciting episode of the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Book Podcast heading this weekend in its usual place. For now, this is the Two-Headed Nerd signing off.
Hey, nerds, if you've got an answer to the question of the week, you can call THN at the Ziggurat direct line and leave your message at 402-819-4894 or using the Skype username Two-Headed Nerd. And if you're too shy or have just too much to say at once, you can write your message under the Answer of the Week section of the THN forums.